It's Wednesday afternoon. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com today. Here's your sports. The Aggie men's basketball team is in the heart of New York City, headed to Madison Square Garden tomorrow night for their next game in the 2K Classic. It'll be an SEC preview for next year when they meet Mississippi State. Associate head coach Glenn Ciprian says that MSU is pretty salty, pretty fast.
Well, they shoot it, and they shoot it fast, and they shoot it quick, and they get up and down. They're going to run a lot of ball screen actions. You know, they just, the game I saw last night, South Alabama, they shot it well, shot it fast. Ronaldo Sidney didn't play. He had a groin injury. I'm not sure. We'll prepare as if he's going to play on Thursday, and we expect him to play, which will give them another post player, another good player to go along, Motry. But I think they want to play fast. They want to play up-tempo. And we've got to really guard the ball. We've got to really rebound the ball. We've got to contest shots, and there's going to be a lot of long rebounds, so we got to get our guards to rebound the ball.
By the way, A&M head coach Billy Kennedy did make the trip with the team to New York City as he continues to deal with the symptoms of Parkinson's disease, so we'll look for him on the sideline. We'll have the game for you on the radio tomorrow with the pregame at 5:30. Now, some might think that boasting your past is a bad omen for the present. But the Aggie women's basketball team put that theory to rest yesterday after they celebrated with their fans last year's national championship by handing out rings and raising a banner. The newest edition of the Aggies went about the business of beating ninth-ranked Louisville 76-58. The Aggies took an 8-0 lead and never trailed and built that lead to 25 with less than 3 minutes to play. 13 Aggie players got minutes, 11 of them got points, led by sophomore Kelsey Bones, 15 points in just 15 minutes of play. Guard Sydney Colson scored 14 points, had 5 steals. Tyra White had 13 as the Aggies go to 2-0 on the year. A&M was just 3 of 18, though, from the new longer three-point arc. The Cardinals were playing without their top player, Monique Reed, and 2 other starters. They committed 27 turnovers. Here's Gary Blair.
Can you picture me without Adora Carter and Alanu? They had 3 starters out. Instead of a 20-point ball game, I think it would have been right down to the wire by both of us, and they're good. And we have to go back up there next year, and we'll play in front of 22,000.
The Aggies go on their first road trip tomorrow to meet Arkansas Little Rock at 7 o'clock, and then it's home with Mississippi State, and then it's off to the Bahamas for the Junkaroo Jam over Thanksgiving. Well, Texas A&M and Kansas are both football teams hungry for a win. As for Kansas, they are again not going to a bowl game. With only 2 wins this year at 0-7 in the Big 12, the Aggies need a win to become bowl eligible. Kansas probably looks at A&M as a team that they can beat, and Mike Sherman looks at Kansas as a team that's playing pretty well right now.
Well, I think in the last 2 weeks they've really played their best football of the year. They made some transitional moves and played a couple younger guys and on defense, and it seems like it's really helped them. They did a great job against Baylor, and the quarterback really got hot there at the end and made some plays, they ended up losing the ball game, a game that they had just like we did. Offensively, I think Webb, I've watched him on numerous times this past season. He's a smooth quarterback. I really like his skill level. The running back is a good runner. So, you know, every week you have a challenge. I don't think you ever look at anybody's record and say, I think anybody can beat anybody at any time. So we have to play our best ball.
Kickoff will be a little after 11 o'clock. You'll hear the game right here on 1620 Saturday with the pregame starting with the Fan Zone show at 8 a.m. In the Big 12 this weekend, it gets started early with a Friday night game. Number 2 ranked Oklahoma State trying to stay undefeated as they'll be in Ames with Iowa State. Saturday, besides A&M hosting Kansas, number 5 Oklahoma's at Baylor. Number 13 Kansas State is at Texas, and Texas Tech is at Missouri. New Mexico has hired former A&M assistant and Notre Dame head coach Bob Davey to head up its troubled football program. Davey compiled a 35-25 record as Notre Dame's head coach and led the Irish to 3 bowl games, including the 2001 Fiesta Bowl. Davey also spent 20 years as an assistant, including 3 years at Notre Dame and 9 years here at Texas A&M. He's been an ESPN game analyst the last 10 years. He's back in coaching for the first time in 11 years. After the pregame coin flip at Saturday's game in Columbus, Ohio, between Penn State and Ohio State, the players and the coaches from both teams will meet at midfield to shake hands. Ohio State officials had sought a gesture which would not detract from the game, while also promoting empathy and sportsmanship between the teams. Security has been tightened around the Penn State traveling party, and Ohio State has alerted police and stadium ushers to watch for any problems. A person familiar with the negotiations tells the Associated Press that Major League Baseball only agreed to the pending sale of the Houston Astros to businessman Jim Crane after he agreed to move the team to the American League. The person spoke today on condition of anonymity. The person said that Major League Baseball told Crane that he would only be able to buy the team from Drayton McLean if he agrees to move the Astros out of the National League, where they have played ever since their first game in 1962. Crane reportedly agreed in exchange for a drop in the $680 million sales price. Approval could be announced as early as tomorrow at a meeting of baseball executives in Milwaukee. There's an intriguing opening day match in the President's Cup in Australia. Former world number one Tiger Woods is squaring off with Steve Stricker against KJ Choi and Adam Scott. By itself, the matchup isn't all that awe-inspiring, but it does feature Woods against his former caddy, Steve Williams. Woods fired Williams last summer, prompting verbal bickering between the two since Williams was hired by Scott. International captain Greg Norman said of the pairing, "It's great for the tournament, and it needed to be done." You'll be able to watch that on the Golf Channel tonight, starting at 9 o'clock. And the Aggie soccer team is headed to Charlottesville, Virginia, to meet Virginia Tech Friday in the second round of the NCAA tournament. Coach G. Guerrieri and the rest of the soccer team got a surprise when Virginia Tech beat the favored West Virginia to earn that spot.
I was watching more with an eye on West Virginia, kind of anticipating the same thing. And so as the game went on, you know, my thoughts were like, oof, Virginia Tech's really good. That's, you know, and then they scored. It's like, oh, my goodness, they're going to win this game. And so obviously since then I've been watching a lot of film on Virginia Tech and getting information on them. But they are legit. They're a legitimate quality team that we have always had very tough games against.
Again, that match will be coming up on Friday. You'll be able to hear the match at AggieAthletics.com. And Forrest Gregg, who earned the nickname Iron Man for playing in a then-record 188 consecutive NFL games during his Hall of Fame career, tells the Associated Press that he's been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Although the cause of the debilitating neurological disorder is unknown, Gregg, his family, and his neurologists say that his disease may be related to the numerous concussions he suffered during his playing days. In the 1950s at SMU, and then from 1956 to 1971, with the Green Bay Packers and the Dallas Cowboys. Gregg took over as the head coach at SMU following their 2 years on the death penalty. And that's your look at sports. Thank you, everybody, for logging on today to WTAW.com. I'm Tom Turbeville.